Hello everybody, this is my first recorded voice. I'm glad to be among you. First of all, I would like to thank the collectors of this collection. I want to speak about emotional mastery too, but first of all, let's talk about emotional mastery one. In emotional mastery one, A.G. Hope talked to us about changing our physiology, changing our bodies to change our emotions. And he said there are two ways to change our emotions and emotional mastery. One was our physiology, how we use and manage our body, and second was our focus, our mental focus. About physiology, when you are tired, your chin will be kind of down, your head is going to be a little bit down, your shoulders are going to be forward. So the whole body tends to be forward and down when you feel tired. A.G. Hawk said just be changing the position of your body, you can feel more energetic. For example, I pull my shoulders back, my chest up, my chin up, my eyes up, and another way, taking deep breaths, no shallow breath. It's such a simple way, and yet it's very powerful. Another way is just by smiling big, pretending when might you look like a stupid person. It doesn't matter. And in Emotional Mastery 2, A.G. Hawk talked about mental focus. First, let's talk about negative mentality. For example, when you went to school or went to English class, you probably focused on tests a lot. Tests and then grades, or you were thinking about judgment, the teacher judging you, your classmates judging you, or maybe no, you are thinking about the TOEFL exam, or I don't know, MHLE or MSRT exam, and you're worried. What number will I get on the exam? All of them make you you're worried, and you learn English more slowly when you're worried. When you're nervous, when you have anxiety, and the anxious student have worse pronunciation, worse speaking ability, worse writing, less listening comprehension, then you should not focus on every small step to reach your goal. Your goal is to speak excellent English, to feel strong and confident when you speak. That's a great goal. What else do you not want to focus on? Problems. Yes, problems. So many students focus on problems. They say, for example, my pronunciation is bad, or my writing, I don't know, my grammar, my listening is bad. Okay, it doesn't matter, because you are a student, you are learning, it's normal. You're going to make mistakes, you're going to have problems sometimes. If you focus on problems, your emotions become weaker. You actually get worse. Finally, you do not want to focus on the past, because most of students have very negative experience with English from the past. They tell A.J. Ho, I'm not good at English. I was always bad in my English classes. Still, I can't speak well after 10 years. Okay, it's true. In the past, you were not good, but why you were bad? Because you use very old traditional methods that made you feel bad. You're just studying boring grammar textbooks, a lot of new vocabulary words. Well, ask this question of yourself. What should you focus on? What should you think about consistently all the time? You should focus on your ultimate success. Yes, success. So in other words, use your imagination and imagine yourself speaking English fluently and quickly. Okay, thank you for listening to me. Bye-bye.